This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Earlier this week, Quinyetta McMillan, the mother of shooting victim Alton Sterling's children, made a heartbroken statement.
One of the greatest fears is to see your child hurt and knowing there's nothing you can do about it.
But is there anything the state can do to help? Marquita Garner-Walters, Louisiana Secretary of Children and Family Services, says yes.
Having that happen literally in front of this child's eyes because of social media and being able to see it, if that's not a traumatic experience, I don't know what is. And we are all about helping traumatized families. We are going to be involved with grief counseling with this family. And we're very happy to step a little outside of our box because of these extenuating circumstances.
Secretary Walters says the department is usually required to be reactive rather than proactive.
It's a little outside of our normal because there's no allegation of abuse or neglect. We aren't set up like a nonprofit that can reach out immediately to families. Our plates are pretty full.
But she says the department does have partnerships with a number of charitable nonprofits and often calls on them to assist.
We can reach out to them and say, this family has come to our attention. Can you help and where can you help?
The secretary says she has spoken with Ms. McMillan and is confident she and the children will receive substantial help.
There are a lot of wonderful nonprofits in our community that have already reached out and offered support that will be able to be with them and help them and stick with them for a while.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.